This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, wow. Oh. So here we are. Another episode.
Of Drag Her, baby, yeah.
Yeah. So
Britons.
Yes.
Number one
podcast for all RuPaul specific things.
We came all the way from Essex and now we're here in Winchester, yeah?
Yeah, we're in Winchester and we're going to talk about the latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's me, Harry Spice.
And it's me, Black Spice.
I knew you were going to say Black. I was like, she's going to say Black Spice.
I think it's so funny that Scary Spice is the black one.
Yeah.
Like, it's rude.
Yeah. Rude? It's rude. Rude. Well, it's strange. It's just, of all the adjectives.
Right?
There's so many adjectives.
Yeah, like, why? She could have been Curly Spice or like... Like, I don't know, like adolescent spice. I don't know. Spicy Spice.
I mean, she's fashion spice. I don't know. Well, I guess that's posh.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I don't know. I just slag spice. Or maybe that's
slag
not
spice
for the kids.
Is good. I mean, look, it's a lovely, strange thing. It's like that episode of Pen 15 where they talk. If you've seen Pen 15, you need to watch it in its entirety. It's lovely.
That's what people keep saying, but like, I only have so much bandwidth for content. Yeah. And I keep rewatching RuPaul's Drag Race, so that's where I'm at right
now. Yeah, because we're the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
Yeah.
And it's honestly... These past 4 weeks, it's become a full job, hasn't it, Nicole?
Girl, I hadn't watched Secret Celebrity Drag Race until today. I woke up early.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch. I couldn't watch Untucked. It was just a little too much.
There's too much.
Did anything happen in Untucked? Right? Nothing. Nothing.
Like, no, nothing. 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 I skimmed on it and nothing. Nothing. It's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly the most boring season of Untucked ever, so I'm not even going to talk about it. And they say goodbye to Jackie, but what I do want to talk about is, do we have a top three or a top four?
I don't know. The internet won't answer questions.
I know.
We don't know. I think what's happening is it's a top three.
I guess so. Because, I mean, I guess it could make more sense since we know it's digital now, of course.
Yes.
Would it make more sense if they each get a song of their choosing? Or will...
Yeah, I mean, if you had a top four, then we're watching two digital lip syncs and asking for, like, creativity. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not, right. like, boring in front of your computer or whatever. So, like, I don't know. That might be a little too much.
But now are we getting more like a showcase like we did in season 7 and 8 where it was like, this is a showcase yes. of a song you're going to do?
Maybe. I don't know. I truly don't know what World of Wonder has up their sleeves. But I think they're going to gag us. Like, I think it's going to mm-hmm. be worth our while. I'm excited to see what happens.
What about this gag? I mean, if you were one of the finalists, would you rather win this season or not win because you would rather be on, like, All Stars after this strange Rona assault season?
I mean, it is a little shitty that whoever wins will truly have so many other things, like, that are, like, bigger than their win. Yeah, like, it's like, I won the season during Corona where we did a digital Zoom finale.
Yeah.
And, you know, Evil Mimi I'm First was on my season. So, I think it's, I don't know. I mean, I would want to win, but it would be nice to be able to, like, redeem yourself on All Stars. Or not redeem, or just, like, have the focus not be on negativity. This,
right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's tough. This is tough. And they can't go out and immediately tour, you know?
And also, if you win, it's like, you're the winner. You're just alone in your bedroom going, I won.
Yeah.
I won every, I can't touch anyone. I won.
Yeah. Like, it sucks. It's like, there's no, it's honestly like it. I worry about the girls recouping money from this season. And
because
it's like you win, you immediately tour. Like, they'd be all touring now.
Right.
And, oh, God, I really feel for them.
Me too. They'd be doing that show at Roscoe's where someone gets crowned and they get some cute coins. And now they're fucked.
Yeah.
And will they talk about Booger Girl at the reunion? Are they going to talk about it or not?
It seems. Like, since I feel like there was the only statement that we've gotten is like the little thing at the beginning of each episode. I think that might be the statement. And I think that's all that they're going to talk about. I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
It sucks to be like, here, every girl who competed on the show, who tried really hard, who didn't have any skeletons in the closet. What do you feel about this girl who put this like awful cloud of blackness over this season? Like, I don't think it's fair to ask them about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I could see it going sucks. Either way. Yeah, I could see them being like, let's make this a moment to talk about catfishing, which I would not like. Or they'll just truck on and never bring it up. Because, I mean, legally, can they have a bunch of contestants talk about it? Probably not.
I mean, probably not. If there is like a legal pending case, I don't think that's like kosher. I just really think it's like really, it's like attention grabbing. Away from the girls who competed and did well and were nice people.
Agree. It's really wild.
Yeah, it's so wild. It's like if you're valedictorian and then, oh no, this is a terrible analogy.
I'm here for it. No, we got this.
It's like you're valedictorian and then someone, there's a school shooting at your graduation and then everyone talks about the school shooting for the rest of your life and you're like, but I was a valedictorian. This is a terrible...
Nicole.
It's terrible.
I think it's valedictorian, but you're saying
Wait,
it.
Wait, what
you're
am saying I saying? It. I said it wrong?
I think you said valedictorian.
That's not what it is? So I brought up school shootings and mispronounced valedictorian. It's not valedictorian? Like you're victorious?
I think it's valedic.
No!
Yeah, valedictorian.
Oh, fuck. I hate that I am over the age of 30 and I'm literally learning every day.
No, that's a tricky word,
Wait,
but also this is
again?
The content we live for. Valedictorian.
It's a valedictorian?
Yes. I think it is. I'm positive it is.
Wait a minute. Wait, Ferris. Ferris is listening.
Engineer Ferris, is this true? Can
How
confirm?
Do you say the number one in high school graduation? This is nuts. I thought it was victory. You're the smartest in the school. Victory. Valedictorian.
She's beauty and she's grace. She's valedictorian.
I'm fucking floored.
But you're perfect.
I cannot believe that.
And this is the Heidi something content we live
it
for.
It is. What did she say? She said the...
Epiphany?
She had a epiphany.
Well, it's not an age.
It's not age. What is?
Well, fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you.
I truly walk around my house talking like Heidi all the time. And much like... Okay, so in Star Wars... You know how, mm-hmm. or not Star Wars, in Toy Story, it's no, Buzz, I am your father. Maybe it's Toy Story 2, you know?
Right,
pulled from Star Wars. And then when I finally saw Star Wars, he does not say, Luke, I am your father.
Right.
I think he just goes, I'm your father.
It's something like, it's a famous misquote. Like for some reason, everyone remembers it incorrectly.
Yes. So I remembered from Untucked incorrectly. I thought Nicki Minaj goes, so does anyone have any questions? And I could have sworn Heidi goes, I have a question. And she doesn't say I have a question.
She doesn't.
No. And I walk around my house all day going, I have a question. and then ask questions.
I don't know.
I have a question.
Why do you hate my face and makeup?
Why don't you think my face is soft and supple?
I have a question. Where's dinner? I truly do it all the time. I love Heidi in Closet. She's my favorite queen from this season. I'm so sad she left.
Me too.
Should we get this episode?
Yeah. And I mean, this leads perfectly into Jade ascending Heidi home, unfortunately.
Yes.
What's your vote for Heidi's last name? What should Heidi's last name
be? I think it should be Heidi in Closet. Like, she's one of those queens where you're like, this name is atrocious. But it really grew on me. And then I was like, this is the name she picked. This is the name for her drag persona. So we should respect that.
There's plenty of crazy names. Like Stacey Lane Matthews, I love, but it's like, it's just three weird words.
Yeah, Stacey Lane Matthews is just like a woman's name.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, bring her back.
Right? Bring her back. I mean,
and I read
Alexis
somewhere,
Mateo.
I read an interview
yes,
that she was like, I don't want to do it until I lose weight. And I was like, what the fuck? And she just meant like mobility wise, it would just be easier to be like on her feet for as long or whatever. And I was like, bitch, get you a chair that you push around. I want to see you compete. You push that chair. I want to see you carry around a folding chair. And when your dogs are barking, you sit the fuck down. Like, why not?
Yeah. Why the fuck not? I don't have time for you to
lose weight. Anybody
knows
Stacey Lane Matthews? We don't have time. We like you the way you're up. Just bring a chair. Bring yourself a sturdy chair, not a folding chair, not a wicker chair. Bring yourself a steel chair to sit on. I want to see it.
I want you, the true enemy of this season, I want to see you pick Bob Harper up over your head, snap him in half, and say, I guess you're the biggest loser now.
That
we don't want you to lose weight.
Very funny.
Very good.
It was like an interview where she was just like, it would just be easier to compete. Like, I don't think it was a vanity thing. But then I was like, our society is very ableist, and I know I'm ableist a lot of the time, but
I've been guilty of
if
that
there's
too.
A bigger queen who needs to sit sometimes, that's okay. Let it happen.
Yeah. Who gives
different
a shit?
People need different fucking things.
Different people bring different things. We all have different strengths as performers.
Yes.
And we know as comedians and improvisers, man, sitting down to do a scene is one of the most fun things in the world.
Oh my God. Whenever we are blocking a scene when I'm shooting something and there's like a lot of movement, I'm always like, we're going to get tired. I've done scenes where like I've had to run and they'll get it from like the wide, the mid, the close up. And then like someone's point of view, which means if you do three takes, that's like, I can't do math. You're running like 12 times. That's too many times.
Yeah, it's too many times. It's also like eating. Like, I mean, look, I love eating, but if you're eating in a scene, that's hell on earth.
It truly is, unless it's me. So me, Jacob Wysocki, and Jen D'Angelo were in a scene, and we were eating mozzarella sticks, And the prop master, this guy, Charlie, who I fucking love and miss, he was like, I just coming over to let you guys know that you have to stop eating the prop food. We don't have very many left. Would you like to know how many you ate? And we were like, yeah, how many do we eat? He was like, 60. And we were like, wait, what?
60 what?
60 mozzarella 60. Sticks.
We, holy like, shit.
Me and Jacob were like, lunch came early. We ate so like, and it wasn't like,
mozzarella
it wasn't sticks. Full ones. It was like bites. Like we kept sure. biting it.
But that'll blow out your butthole.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I did not eat lunch
oh,
that
I
day.
I love mozzarella sticks though.
They're so good. And these ones were good in a way where it was like right before it was like too cold to eat. So it was like not hot enough to burn your fucking face off, but like yeah. just like a sick sweet spot.
Betsy had a great story. I'm going to quickly share her story where she was like, she was on Big Time in Hollywood, Florida, this very funny show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh man, it'll be so funny if, I think it was like a post-sex scene or something with like her and a very funny guy. And she was like, it'll be so funny if I'm pounding soft serve ice cream. And indeed, it was funny. Uh-huh. But she ended up like pounding, I think, 12 to 14 uh-huh. soft serve uh-huh. ice cream cones.
Yep.
And she said it was hell on earth.
Yeah. Like a lot of people don't understand that like the bits on TV that you find moderately funny are sometimes hellish to shoot.
Yeah.
And seem yeah. so much funnier in the moment. And yes. then you see it and you're like, oh, God, that wasn't
baby.
As funny.
Okay, so next, the lights go out. I thought we were about to get a gag. I thought
oh,
we were
so
to get...
did I, but I think it was just a little glitch in the cyst.
I think it was the molester planning a secret attack on the girls.
Ooh, Allison and then... in the house! Click, clack, clack, Allison in the house!
Oh my God, they call me Allison. Molester, up and comer, gonna trick all you girls to give me your pictures. They call me. Yeah. Okay. That was silly. And then Jackie drama. Jackie doesn't have a win. Can she make it?
Mm-hmm.
Sherry says witches are just strong, powerful women like us. And I want to say, get witches out of your damn mouth. How dare you compare yourself to a witch? Is a loyal and honorable. Like devil maiden, and you
yes,
could never,
sir,
you could never be witchy.
That Webster's dictionary definition.
You'll never be witchy, okay? That's all I have to say.
I'll
about
be
that.
Witchy. You can never be witchy because I'm what? Sickening.
Because I'm what? Casting spells.
Honestly, I watched that episode of Untucked a lot where so Shangela good. Yells at Mimi or at Allison Mosley.
Yeah.
I just love it. Okay.
It's sick.
So,
okay. That's it. Mini yeah. challenge.
The mini challenge is very fun, I thought. Also,
yeah,
did you clock the new workroom entrance angle?
I did not.
So they started closer to the girls and then pulled back. And I was like, I wonder if this is going to be a new thing.
That is very interesting. I missed that completely. What I did notice, I noticed that oh, I see it now. I'm looking at it uh-huh. right now. Huh.
It's weird. It's slight. It's you would only clock it if you're a weird person like moi.
I love it.
Who doesn't like change.
Do you love that this mini challenge is for a reward that will never happen?
The reward was what? Going to see
it was like, yeah, going
RuPaul
to see
live.
RuPaul's Drag Race live.
They saw it. This was filmed a year ago.
They saw it when it first came out. Man, remember we could have seen it in the before time?
No, they saw it. This was literally filmed a year ago. So they already went. They already used their prize up.
You're right. You're right. They went to go see it. Good for
hell
them.
Hell yeah, dude.
I live for all the showgirls references in both this and the Celeb Drag Race episode.
Mm-hmm.
Jada, I mean, should we look at talk about how good some of them look in quick drag?
Yes. I mean, Jada... honestly is the most stunning queen I've ever seen in my whole dang life. Like, I love her so much.
Me too. Her quick drag is fucking great. Gigi's cute. I like her stage dive.
I also like the stage dive. Wait, let's talk more about Jada. So she's wearing pink and orange, which is becoming an iconic color combo. And
yes.
she's just so pretty. I like her with short hair. I like her with long hair. This big feathered to-do. I fucking love it.
I do too. I mean, look how fucking orange she looks.
Right?
I think she brings new meaning to that. She looks stunning.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe just because her quick drag is gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is good. She looks like a MILF who's on the way to cocktail mm-hmm. service. Because everyone knows every Vegas girl starts a showgirl and then becomes a cocktail waitress.
Yes.
But she's not there yet.
No.
She's still sickening.
Yes. And then Gigi, I love this teal gold combination.
Yeah, it's good.
I think she looks stunning. I did enjoy her like skydive from the stage. It was very Lady Gaga Super Bowl entrance-esque.
Oh my God.
Which is maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen live in front of a bunch of people.
With the diamond diaper?
Yes, I screamed. Yes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, nobody thought to tell her to jump a little bit better. Wasn't this pre-taped?
Then there's a gutter cunt on screen.
Gutter cunt, it's weird. I don't think they understand Vegas. Showgirl, because then in the main challenge, Allison loves a beautiful costume. Allison had
Florence Deli.
Oh, Florence Deli was doing her costumes, and I'm like, did you not ask them to do the showgirl the costumes?
Yeah,
is this from your archive? Because if so, your drag is not your drag. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they straight up ran out, or they were looking for something they could move in because, mm-hmm. you know, based on what they were saying, none of the girls except Jada could really dance well,
mm-hmm.
or so they led us to believe. I don't know. Yeah, I agree. It was pretty rough.
Weird.
It was really weird.
But
she looks like shit, and she smells like one, too.
Crystal.
Let's see. Oh my God, Crystal looks gorgeous.
I love this.
Oh, the colors.
She looks so pretty in pink. And honestly, like, it is an outfit that I would just wear normally, minus the headdress. But I liked it all together. I thought it was cute.
Oh, she looks like a puddle of melted flamingos. Like, in a wonderful way. If that wasn't a tragedy and mm-hmm. it was a beautiful thing, that's what she looks like, and she's so pretty, and she's even when she's just forgetting everything, they love her.
She's great. I love her.
Yes.
Jackie Conx.
Jackie looks cute.
I do. I love this gold ensemble, but like things for me with Jackie, she never gets it fully for me. So like this weird pink thing in the front is strange to me. A white boa with a golden pink outfit. I mean, I guess there's white feathers on it, but and then the hair. I was like, what is this? This old Tina Turner-ish hair. Uh-huh. It was a little off for me.
It's off. And I think, you know what? I mean, it sucks because most of the other girls just looked gorgeous. Maybe mm-hmm. she was like, wait, I thought we were fucking doing quick drag. You guys look fucking good. I hear you. It is a kind of mm-hmm. interesting. It's not great. But the meeps are funny. I like her meeping.
The meeps were interesting.
Yeah, you only found, you like Mariah Balenciaga, you only found them interesting?
I only found them interesting. And interesting is a word you use when you're not sure how you feel.
That's fair. That is fair. And then, I am sick of hearing about her bush. We get it, girl. Mm-hmm. We get it. Enough.
Trying to market.
A lot. There's definitely going to be some merch at the next drag con.
It's so funny that, like, to try to market a merkin, it's not like Brown Cow Stunning. You can market Brown Cow Stunning because it was so off the cuff. And she literally thought giraffe print was Brown Cow.
Yes.
It was funny. And then like the sponges, it was funny because Monet was like, this is opulent. Everyone was like, no, it's not. And then she was like, yes, it is. And I'll keep talking about how opulent it is.
You're right.
Like nobody was gagging over the merkin for her to like keep bringing it up.
Right. The other ones are happy accidents.
Yeah. Like look over here. That's fun. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
That was a happy accident.
Yeah.
There's so many happy accidents that we stan in the drag culture. I'm trying to think of others. Even just Vanjie. I mean, Vanjie.
Oh, everything that comes out of her mouth is perfect.
Right. When she's in that acting challenge on season 11 and she's like, can't do a different voice, and she's like, hello, 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 Christine.
It's so funny. because
it's
she's not
very funny.
I find the funniest stuff on Drag Race to be not intentional. Like, yeah. Like Heidi, a lot of what Heidi said, I guess that's why I loved her so much, because she was just like very much her, very real, and just unassuming. She just, funny things fell right out of her mouth.
I love her. Perfect.
Crystal's the same way. She's just like in the beginning where she was like, they call me the dancing queen. And the producer's like, do they? And she's like, no. Like, it's funny. It's cute.
She's hilarious. I mean, the moments, well, I'll never forget the moment where she was like, I need a table to do science on.
Yes. Ugh, so good.
I mean, that's fucking genius. Fucking genius. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're now doing a big old Rusical number for the top five.
Yes.
Overall thoughts. How do you feel about this versus a bitch track?
So the bitch tracks, that's where it's like an individual performance-y thing. I think I prefer those a little bit more.
Yes, comrade of the cast, Steve Slaga, also made this point, and I agree, that it doesn't showcase them
as much. Because then, like, you have people doing multiple verses in one chunk of the song, you're like, well, why? And then they had individual stuff, but then they were paired up a lot, and I was like, I don't want this. I want a full song where I get to watch each girl and go, this one was better than this one.
Exactly. Yeah, this was more collaborative, so it's like a little less showcasey. It was well done.
It was very well done.
Yeah, less of a showcase of each girl. Mm-hmm. Enough branding already. Jesus Christ. This RuPaul, I mean, look, we love you. Yeah, we love the frack out of you, but so much branding. So much branding. It's like, can we not have a Frozen challenge?
It
and
is
a
lot.
Pretty litter.
It is funny because, like, I didn't clock Frozen was from the Frozen musical.
Yes.
The kitty litter, the only reason why I clocked it was because I was like, oh, straight white women love Drag Race now. So that's who that's who that one was for.
That's who that was for. Well, they have to record vocals with Leland girl. Everyone's like, oh, is this different? Like, do the girls who did the Nikki sort of I'm that bitch rap, are they more prepared? And of course they were like, no, this is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun to watch them record because I was like, there's no way they're actually using this record.
Yes, everyone I was watching with said that. They were like, there's no way. I mean, you can't record sound in a big studio space like this.
And they have the pop filter on it, but that's not going to make the sound better. They recorded this in a studio, and this is for the show, which is so funny to me.
Like, Gene Fukui, my boyfriend. he kept looking at the bottom. He was like, nothing's plugged in. If you look at where the mics are, he's like, it's not plugged in.
That's really funny.
Gigi said she's going to be more vulnerable. Where? To quote Alyssa Edwards, where? I did not see vulnerability. And that's my biggest thing with Gigi. I would like to see her be 10%, just 10% softer.
Okay.
Or 10% less robotic, because I'm needing a little softening. I think she gags and goops, but there's a couple times this episode where I'm like, just 10% softer.
Mm-hmm. She is like a little robotic. I think that's her like shtick.
Right.
I could see that you would want more vulnerability.
I mean, she says, I want Crystal to be in the top four with me. And that, I mean, the nerve. I mean, she's not wrong, but just the nerve of like, I'm in the top four and I hope you're there, honey.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been her attitude the whole time. I don't know. I really maintain that she did some subpar work this season and should have been in the bottom a couple times. And I think that would have been good television. Like, it could have been like, we all know she's going to be saved. But like, if there's, because it was her and that old potato growing things out of it were like the two front runners. So I was like, why not make the two front runners' lip sync. So like we feel a little right. like, oh no, they fought. Like it's a hero's journey. Like if you're on top the whole time, I do not care.
Yes, you're right. It's like why we live for Alaska and All Stars 2 and
yes.
et cetera, et cetera. Jinx in season 5.
Yes, yes.
You got to stumble. And we never got to see her lip sync for her life, which I think was a mistake.
I also think that's a mistake. And then, especially since like she was bottom. Like, so Bianca Del Rio was never really in the bottom, right?
No, I don't think so.
She was top never. Her whole season.
Right.
But we weren't like, it's a shoe-in for Bianca. You were just like, Bianca's killing it. What is everyone right. else going to do? This is like, okay, so Gigi is going to be in the top. Like, there was no, like, I don't know. It wasn't like, what is everyone else going to do? Because it's like, oh, she's down in the bottom with everyone else.
Right. Right. Yeah, and I mean, I guess it sounds unfair to say, but, like, I never got to see her cry. I never got to
Correct.
See her.
You never got to see the hero's journey. So, like,
yes.
quintessential hero's journey is the hero goes on their journey. They have a mm-hmm. setback, and then mm-hmm. you think they're going to lose, but then they overcome the setback, and then they win. That's, like, all film scripts. Truly, right. You've ever seen a movie? That's the movie.
That's it.
And then when you don't watch people struggle, you're like, well, what did I just watch? What is this?
Yeah,
so I agree. I would like to see her struggle. And that's why you like Crystal Method so much. Like, I loved Crystal Method from the jump, but I feel like people got on board with Crystal because they saw an evolution. Do you know what I mean? Whether it was edited or not, like, there was an evolution on her time on the show.
We could be gagged at the finale, I want to say, because I was doing some sleuthing and I was looking at which picture has the most likes between Jada, Crystal and Gigi
mm-hmm.
and Crystal's has the most likes.
People love Crystal, and I'm telling you, it is because she was different from the first episode to now. There's been an evolution. People
yes.
love evolution, and that's why
and that's why my script called Fucking Loser is it's a story about a fucking loser.
But listen to these dork stats. Look, Crystal, okay, Jada has 13K likes, Gigi has 13K likes, and Crystal has 25K likes.
I really maintain that if you take us on a journey, people fucking love it. Bianca went on a journey. So Bianca was harsh,
a little
mean. We had her like help out Trinity K. Bonet a couple of times.
Yes.
She and Adore have this like mother-daughter relationship. So like we saw her soften.
She was too mean to LaGanja.
Yes.
She was like, sorry, I was too mean to you.
We see her soften, and then that endears you to her.
Right. This is too fucking much. I clearly look stupid. Send me home.
Was she screaming that in that cotton candy pink afro?
Yes.
That's why I love Drag Race. This is what I miss. I miss that from this season of Drag Race. There was no one in a silly costume sobbing over anything, screaming.
Look, Untucked has to go back to the old format.
I felt like this season of Untucked, everyone was too self-aware. Like, Gigi literally says at one point, America wants us to fight. And I was like, yes.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Honey.
Like, people may complain about Silky, but we were talking about Silky, weren't we?
At least she was motherfucking ready to
lip-sync. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if she was going to lip-sync, she believed she was motherfucking ready.
She was ready. When she came down in that face mask challenge with just lipstick on and no makeup, and then they were like, take off your mask, and she was like, well, I thought my face was covered. So, and it was just like, this is good television. Give me this.
It was good.
Like,
it was good
She's good. I want to see drama. I'm not here I'm not here to watch RuPaul's Best Friend Race.
No, I'm not.
That's a different show.
Okay, here's a gag. What if Untucked, they need to start either publicly or privately being like, girl who starts the most shit in Untucked gets a 5K bump.
Honestly, that would be hilarious.
Like, that's where the $5,000 should go. Give it
to
the...
whoever stirs the pot on Untucked.
And they could tell us publicly and just be like, here's what Untucked is now. Or they could do it privately. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care. I miss the drama. Like, when Brooklyn Heights like covered herself with pillows because yeah. they were screaming. I was like, this is what I live for. I love this.
I mean, even Evie Oddly started some good ass fights.
Yes.
And that wasn't a good, that was not an amazing season of Untucked, but apparently much better than this one.
Listen, yeah, this is boring. But so, back to this challenge.
They're singing. Crystal they're sounds dancing. Like Crystal sounds like a kindergartner at a Christmas pageant, which I love. She's adorable. Mm-hmm. Jada, the editing is telling us Jada can't rap or something. And let's see. Thank God they didn't show us Demon Hemorrhoid.
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Then we move
now
on
the choreo.
To dancing. And
dancing.
I love watching Jada and her Jordans dance.
Yes.
Jada's so cute to me. I love, I am a true Jada stan. Like
I am too.
If I can't have my Heidi, it is Jada. If I can't have my yeah. Jada, it is Crystal. If I can't have Crystal, fucking bury me.
Yeah. I hear that 1,000,000,000%. It's interesting that this was an interesting, that they said that only Jada is like the only dancer out of this top five, which I was like, oh, that's interesting. That mm-hmm. rarely happens.
Yes.
That's rare.
But I will say Gigi is a phenomenal dancer. She's a great, she moves, Gigi's, she knows how to move her body.
Sickening. Sickening. Thank God we didn't have to look at cummy dirt pile do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gigi, especially when the number comes out, she gags. Her mm-hmm. pussy is, her pussy's lit, man.
Yes.
She does it. Let's see. Jackie jiggles. Jamal mm-hmm. talks about her jiggling ass. Ooh, Crystal's doubting herself, but loves herself.
That's the arc. We love to see it.
Gigi does look like one of those eight white children from It. Let's see. But that's it. They're doubting themselves, and maybe they'll bring it together on show day.
Maybe. You know, we'll never know.
We'll never know. Before we go there, what do you think we should do, Nicole?
Take a shit?
Take a shit. Bring back my shit.
Well, I guess we should take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. And okay, yeah, okay. You take a break. I'll take a shit. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me
decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Well, I guess we're back from the break. We brought back the break.
Bring back the break.
Bring back the break.
And now we have our weird Mickey's product placement.
Yes.
Good God.
Wait, and what was it again? It was like a slushy?
It was just like a drink.
A drink?
I mean, I think it's so funny that Mickey's is branded for them.
But honestly, it is one of my favorite gay bars in West Hollywood.
It's the only bar in West Hollywood where you can get roofied before 10 p.m.
I mean, one of my favorite things about Mickey's is, I think I've said it on the podcast, a twink will be passed out on a Sunday, like after a tea dance at like 3 p.m. And then at 11, you're like, how is this twink alive now? And they're like, yes, girl, mama. And you're like, you were literally dead 3 to 4 hours ago. Well,
they gave him the gay antidote, which is... Poppers, Red Bull, and a slap on the ass.
Poppers, vodka, Red Bull, and a little slap on the ass. It's really fucking funny. And he's ready to go.
I will say, yeah, Mickey's is fun. I love it. We've had some good stupid times there.
We have. There was once, this was years and years and years ago, we went and saw Latrice, yes, because her husband was like, come. And I was like, yes. And after the show, I like made out with a gay man.
That's right.
On the side of the street. He was on the other side and I was inside.
Yeah.
I mean, what a time to be alive. Can't do that now.
I think I have photos of that. You can't do that now.
No, I can't kiss random people anymore.
That fucking sucks. Did you see that the Dutch government said find a fuck buddy?
What?
Yeah, there's some Dutch government official who was like, okay, look, everyone find one fuck buddy. Because he was basically like, for like the health of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And sanity, let's go ahead and just pick one person to fuck. Let's just, like, if you don't have a person to fuck, just go find one person.
And how do you just go find one person?
I don't know, but you have to commit. That's the thing. It's like when you get that one person.
Oh, they're stop fucking around because that's spreading it.
Exactly.
God, it sucks to be a whore right now because I never have one fuck buddy. I have had no fuck buddies for a while and I'm slowly losing my mind.
I think that's fucked up. I hate that for you. I want you to get fucking railed.
I mean, yeah, that's all I fucking want. I pray every night to Lord Baby Jesus to send me a rock hard cock to rock my fucking intestines up. Fuck my guts up, okay? I want them fucking rearranged and pulled right out through my fucking uterus, okay?
I want you to know that every night I get down on my knees, I look up to the heavens and I say, dear baby Jesus, Mother Mary, and God above, please send a fucking rock hard hog to split my friend Nicole in half like a log. Please.
Honestly, a dream come true would be having to call an ambulance because I got fucked right in half and I have to go to the hospital and it might be a little dangerous. That's my fantasy right now.
I want you to get fucked by a man with two dicks that curl up around inside of you.
Sure, yeah.
Truly go so deep that they fucking pull out your teeth.
Yes.
Knock
my goddamn teeth out.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
They're getting ready. Okay, do we need to talk about they have first impressions of each other where Gigi's like, oh, Jackie, I thought you were a fashion queen, but
LOL.
Apparently not.
LOL.
Funny.
And then I love that Jada was like, I saw Gigi and was like, what is she, a campy costume queen? And then Gigi was like, costume? Uh-huh. What did she say? That was a moment or that was fashion? And I was like, that was pretty campy. I thought you came in as a pirate. Like, that's not, or at least for me, I was like, that's a costume.
That was a costume. And that's what I'll honestly say. I'll say about this later of like, I love Gigi, but I think this would have been a good runway to give me something haute couture next level opposed to pretty cute.
Like Aquarius final look. What was that? What was Aquarius? Was that with the bones?
I mean, that was one of her final looks. That was a gag.
I gotta say, like, between, like, not to compare Gigi and Aquaria, but Aquaria gave it to you every single time.
Right. The silhouettes. She was giving next level silhouettes. I think Gigi is up there, but
yeah.
I have yet to feel that same, like, bitch. Yes. Like where Aquaria is wearing, like, the tie-dye fur sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or just something where I'm like, I have never thought of that before.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. But whatever. Jada's hilarious. I love Jada's so funny where like, because apparently, like, I forget who, but someone's like, when you did that apple makeup, I knew.
Yeah, and she's like, and she was the like, apple.
That. And then there's a lot of talk of report cards. And do report cards matter to you, Nicole?
No, report cards don't matter to me. Sometimes I think they do, but I cannot unequivocally say that report cards matter to me because I'm all about that lip sync. If you serve me a look and your lip sync is better and you made it to the final, like, I think you should win. This was my problem with All Stars because everyone was like, report cards. And I was like, Monet won that last lip sync for me. Not to knock Trinity because I like Trinity. I think Trinity the Tuck is sickening. But like me, I thought Monet won that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's just like, if it's going to be report cards, why have a lip sync?
Yeah. I know what you mean. And that's how I kind of felt at this episode. We'll wait. We'll get there. But I did think, whatever. I thought Jackie did better in the lip sync, but I'm glad Crystal is in the finale. Does that make sense?
You thought the lip sync between Crystal and Jackie did better?
I did.
Then maybe Jackie's lip sync style is not for me. I think it's corny.
Yeah.
Not to be rude. Good. I don't want to be rude.
I like.
But like, I don't need you to act out every single word of a song. I'm sipping tea and I walk to this. You can't even see what I'm doing. I don't know why I did that.
But I saw and it was a treat for me.
My gosh.
That's fair. And I like us disagreeing. Honestly, we're too nice to each other. So let's fight.
Okay.
Let's fight. Okay, we'll get there when we get there. Let's talk about Rue entering the main stage, Mama.
I really love this. Honestly, her looks have gagged me all season. I've got nothing bad to say. I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. The Zaldi, I love it.
Stunning, blonde.
Yes.
I mean, she just looks like a fucking, if you could pour a glass of sequins.
Yes.
My God.
And then I really like Ross's blazer. It's really cute.
Oh,
these like big
cute
60s flowers.
Michelle's bow top is like,
I love it. Michelle looks stunning. Everyone at the judges table looks so cute and good.
Michelle has really had a glow up. I mean, obviously we from All Stars 1 Michelle to now, my God.
I think it's just like her look has evolved and changed. It's a little softer.
I hope she'll continue to evolve because I mean, every version is fun.
Yeah, I do like it.
But this is almost a Bianca Del Rio dress that Rue is wearing. It's almost a boat gown, if you will.
I love it. All right, so this Rusical, or is it a Rusical? I guess it's a Rusical. We get two Rusicals this season, much like season 7, where every challenge is an acting challenge. This season, every challenge is a Rusical. No, I'm kidding.
Truly a lot.
I love, people were responding to me being like, season 7 is amazing.
People
for agreeing with me. Some didn't. Oh, thank you.
And honestly, thank you for disagreeing with me. I'm being so serious. Like, I love talking about Drag Race, mm-hmm. and I want to have discussions, which is why maybe on today's celeb drag episode, we'll have another season versus season debate.
Okay.
We don't know.
Maybe.
So, okay. Maybe. Okay, so these songs are great. The first one, Baby, We Made It. That song is great.
It's fun. It's really fun. I like that they're wearing their entrance looks. And I gotta say, the critique on Crystal Method's makeup, you see it now. It's cleaned up and not as muddy as it was on her her actual entrance look.
That's true.
So I like this makeup tip, and I like the way she's been painting.
That's true. It's also great that they get to fucking use these outfits again.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the energy is great. Mm-hmm. This song is good. Whoever's producing these songs, I guess they're probably produced by Leland as well.
Probably. Or,
man, it sounds good. This is exciting.
It does sound good. And then this mirror song, I thought was like a nice showcase of emotions and heartfeltness and being like a songstress.
Just the mirror. Yeah, it is cool. And I mean, like, it was totally unexpected.
Uh-huh.
Jackie's makeup looks the best it's ever looked.
It does. She looks beautiful.
Good God. She really looks like a missing Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
So she figured out her makeup. Man, this song.
This disco one, I think, is really fun, too.
The losing is the new winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think tell me what you think, in just the mirror, I think Jackie and Gigi did the best.
I agree, but I also think Jada did pretty well, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, that's what I meant. I'm sorry, I wrote down the wrong thing. I think Jada and Gigi did the best in that just the mirror
one. I honestly think Jada and Gigi did the best throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, they did. I mean,
but
when
I will
you see
say
them, yeah.
That Jackie did, she did bring it in the disco one, I thought.
I did too, you know. I was buying her sexing up her moves. I know that was a big story, mm-hmm. but I was buying it. Gigi, and I mean, when Gigi gets slid through the fucking floor on the disco one, I mean, bitch.
I did enjoy that. That was fun.
I mean, they killed it.
I did think Jada was the best.
Jada's dancing, like just straight up dancing,
yes,
was amazing.
And her outfit was the best. Her outfit was the most Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if I would critique, I could critique her voice. Like, it was a little...
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It was... Whatever. I'm not a singer. But, like, you couldn't help but notice that it was a bit low. The octave was a mm-hmm. bit low. But she looked so good. So, who cares?
Yeah. But,
to be fair, I would be like, oh, especially like during that bridge, I was like, I was expecting it to be a little higher, but you know, she's a baritone, I guess.
We could have auto-tuned it up.
I do want to say that Dried Up Maggots sucks because Dried Up Maggots rhymed pie with pie and guy with guy.
I mean, Nicki Minaj once rhymed China with China. I'm not giving her a pass. But,
right.
But I just, fucking Allison, get out of my TV. All of her costumes in this were bad. I was like, did you not get
terrible
your normal part? Like, what is happening?
Jesus Christ. I'm looking at her final outfit on this Rusical, and she fucking looks like if a Mortal Kombat character could get stuck in the mm-hmm. Matrix. Or like trapped in between pixels. She does mm-hmm. not look good.
No, not here for it.
Oh my God. She looks like Sindel's
this runway.
Cousin.
Enough
and if
about
you get
Allison.
That reference, God bless you. Okay, runway. Are we ready for
this
the runway?
Runway. I really love
these looks
Crystal.
Were really good in the dancing challenge too.
My only critique on Crystal's outfit, because I love the paint. I love the monochromatic blue of it with pops of black. I wish we weren't wearing a block heel.
I wrote the same thing down.
Would have loved. I mean, do you remember those Alexander McQueen armadillo shoes that Gaga wore in Bad Romance? I want
and then
those
season 3
in black.
They were so popular in season 3.
Yes.
Like everyone was like, I brought one.
Yeah, I think Yara Sophia wears them at one point.
Yes, Yara does, and then some other queen. We're like, oh shit.
But I want those in Phoenix. Black.
Yeah.
Just like a pleaser 10-inch heel.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree. I don't know if we needed it to be a pant, which is a different opinion. I love this, but I wonder if we could have had the puffy ass be maybe a puffy mini skirt. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she could have done that and then done thigh-high boots, but
It's the shoe
that's killing it.
And I wonder if the gloves either should be white.
No.
Or what if, but maybe, what if we got to see blue hands or something? Because I feel like...
No.
Okay. I wonder. Okay, Diva. I just wondered that because I wanted something opened up on this. And I can't...
Fair.
She looks a little bit like you know the Nintendo character Toad. She looks a little too much like Toad's cousin, Blue cousin. A little bit.
Fair. Yeah, I thought the look was perfect. I just wanted a different shoe.
Yeah, the shoe is undeniably could be better. Then we have Gigi.
I like this. It wasn't gaggy to me. And I was like, this is your final, like... The buttons. Right. I bring up the buttons all the time. I love those orange buttons. I liked her seafoam green, like pleathery suit with a little helmet. I liked everything from like the spring runway challenge, the fall runway. Like, this is your final look.
Yeah. You know, I get it. And I think she was trying to show sense of humor, which, you know, she has been funny in this season. But maybe she was like, I really need to show something funny since I have some very funny competition.
Maybe.
But I agree that it's good and it's interesting.
Yeah.
But for some reason, not final runway to me.
It wasn't gaggy enough, but I did like it. I liked it a lot.
The cravat and the sort of suit top with the dress bottom. It's interesting. And I've never seen it on the runway. I'll give her that. Never seen this.
Headgear?
Oh, we have had headgear in season 7.
Uh-huh.
Your favorite season ever.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we've had it more than that too, honestly.
Maybe. That's the only one I can think of is Pearl and Trixie.
Right. Yeah, it's good. It's fine. Jackie. Just cute. There's something wrong with it, but it's okay.
This is going to sound really mean.
Be mean.
Did she take someone's shower curtain?
I would love if there was a cut to of a lady going,
it just very like Gone with the Shower Curtains challenge to me. And I mean, that's not a real challenge. It's like Gone with the Windows when it's window coverings or whatever. But like, this is like, if we use shower curtain, I wish it was fabric or a different fabric. I don't know for me, the jewelry is off. The jewelry does not belong with that dress. The hair doesn't belong with that dress. Why do we do blue lips with this dress?
I think you're right. Like, the color story is unique, but I don't think it's stunning. And something about the belled dress is gorgeous, but it's also like Michelle points out, it's like a little lumpy and it's not sharp like when Violet wore this on, I think she was the bearded queen, and she wore this sort of Dior silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sickening, perfect bell shape. This is kind of a bell.
Yeah, for me, it's not great. And then Allison comes back, even though we've asked her not to.
Right.
Stunning.
I see rat. I just see a pile of rat eyes slithering down.
It's very My Fair Lady. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's a great dress for a knot of plastic to wear.
Yeah. It really sucks that the person who made these garments
Yeah.
I made them for this person. Ugh.
Truly, truly, truly.
It's stunning. A shame. Ugh, how wild.
Because I did see this and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it's so good.
She's in the top now.
Yeah. Jada. My God.
Jada.
This is so simple, so elegant.
Yeah. Yes.
So beautiful. And I think on another queen, you would be like, kind of basic. But, like, mm-hmm. she wears garments. Garments do not wear her. I think I've said this before. Mm-hmm. I think she looks fucking stunning.
And as they clock, she looks like that girl in Coming to America.
Yes.
At the beginning, who's like, oh, 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 mm-hmm. oh. I fucking love. She just looks perfect. Her titties are blended beautifully into this garment. I can't clock the bib.
You can't clock anything on her. She is fucking sickening.
And I agree. It's like, at first I was like, oh, I would have loved to have seen something really different from her. Mm-hmm. But this is just so beautiful.
I mean, when you do it well, you do it well. I don't need to see anything else.
Right, right. Yeah, she is the essence of beauty. She's exciting and beautiful mm-hmm. and lovely, and I'll never not stand.
Yeah. So then Jada, a sausage patty, and Gigi are safe and fighting for the top four is Crystal Method and
Jackie Box. Jackie's angling hard, and she's angling hard with all the Farsi. Girl, I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. But she's really plugging in Farsi whenever she can just to be like, remember my brand.
Uh-huh,
hey,
uh-huh.
Don't send me home. Muslim ban. popped balloon. They call her old, and she's still safe. I don't get it. Don't get it.
Yep.
Rue gasses them up and says they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi wins her fourth challenge. Damn.
I mean, I disagree with this win.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was Jada's win?
Yes. Like, if you, mm-hmm. you can literally go back to the tapes and watch mm-hmm. them next to each other, and Jada's doing an infinitely better job at dancing. But I guess it's like, fine, if we want to clock the vocals, we can clock the vocals. But, like, that's not her... That's not her. These things are auto-tuned. So it's like someone chose to not auto-tune this to the octave that you wanted it. Like,
vocals did seem to sound better. I literally think the sit and slide got her the win. That look, and I know it's
not
even that.
That's not her. That's choreography that was given to her.
I know, but I know. She did good, though, I have to say. And you know, we have been the most, we have been pretty resistant. And I think she's done quite amazing. But the sit and slide was really pussy.
Yeah, fine.
Now, here's what okay, so the lip sync, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. You thought her lip sync, you thought Jackie was too goofy doofy.
Yeah, and I thought Crystal was just having a good time being Crystal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it more. So I think the correct queen won. And I like Jackie. I know I've been a little hard on Jackie the last couple episodes, but she took her shoes off in the middle of this lip sync and just left them there for Crystal to trip over. Mm. I think that's not very sister-like, and I think that's rude.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I was impressed with how hard she hit the pit bull verses in this. She gave me a variety of performance, so I honestly thought she won this lip sync. I don't think she deserved to be in the top as much as Crystal, but if I had to base it on the lip sync, I would have based it on Jackie. Then again, do we have to pick? Because are we going to get a top four or a top three?
Who knows? Who knows?
I almost wondered if the editing was showing us a lot of Jackie because they were like, ooh, we want to give the fans a reason to be excited when she comes back.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Because you know they re-edited the shit out of this, so they were like, okay, look, what's the plan? If the plan is we have a sequ- we obviously can't change that Sherry made it to the final, mm-hmm. but we can re-edit the lip sync to make us go, oh, Jackie was good. And mm-hmm. then when she comes back, us go, work, gag, you're back.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know.
But our top four is Crystal, Gigi, Jada, and a whisper.
Mm-hmm. An evil whisper.
So
it's
that's
not like
it.
George Michael's careless whisper. This is a hate-filled whisper.
It is.
This is a terrible whisper. And it'll be interesting to see our top three or four, whatever.
Yeah, who knows?
Battle for the crown. It's anyone's game. I really believe that.
And I'm very excited.
I could see them being like, look, guys, it's between Jackie and Gigi. It's between Jada and Gigi. Duh. But I could also see them being like, fuck it. Crystal's here. We fucking live. And the fans do, too.
I mean, yeah, who knows? I'm really excited to see it. We're going to get it next week.
We have our reunion and then finale.
Yes.
So we'll do an episode on the reunion. We're going to figure out how to correspond with someone who was maybe the most right about our top three or four or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So check out our IG because we'll be reaching out to people on the Instagram.
Yeah.
To perhaps do a tiny little Q&A snippet with us on the pod.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Man, I am so excited. So going into the finale, I think it's safe to say you want Jada to take it.
Yes.
Okay.
Jada or Crystal, that's who or Gigi. Actually, I don't care.
I have to agree. I don't care.
They're all great.
They're all great. I have to, now I'm selfishly thinking, who do I want to see on All Stars? Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, winning is great, but it's also kind of annoying that you almost get to see less of them.
Yeah, a little
sometimes.
Bit. Sometimes. A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and be crazy and say I am Team Crystal.
Okay.
I'll bow down to any of these amazing, talented divas extraordinaires is.
Yeah.
What a treat.
I'm very excited with whoever.
Oh, and aren't we glad that Daya was back at the end?
Again. What an interesting cameo to like shove down our throats.
This poor girl.
Why do they do this?
I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't fun for us.
I mean, nobody was like screaming. Like nobody was like, oh my God, you see the broccoli again.
Yeah, no, it was not it.
Well, we should end this episode so we could do Celebrity Drag Race.
That's right. Well, if you're listening today on the Monday, our final little mini episode of Celebrity Drag Race will be coming out on Wednesday. So check that because we have opinions and we're going to fight about some seasons. What do you want to plug before we go, Nicole?
I have a new book coming out called #VeryFat, #VeryBrave, The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down the Dump, Sweeping Fat Girl in a Bikini. It's available June 2nd. You can pre-order it now. The links are in my bio on my Instagram and my Twitter. Also, there is a pre-order link for a signed copy. Please buy that because, I don't know, I need something to do.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I can't wait to read it. It's going to be so fun and funny. You said June 2nd?
June 2nd. You better believe.
You better believe it. Oh, I can't wait for that. That's going to be such a treat to read while you're getting fucking slammed from behind by a fucking giant rod of meat.
That's how I hope everyone reads it.
And you can find me on Instagram @monoagapian. Listen to my Patreon podcast, We Love Trash with Betsy Sodaro. And listen to my Stitcher Premium podcast covering Too Hot to Handle on Stitcher Premium called Too Horny to Recap. It's a treat. Well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye, girl.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.